The Reverend Brad Smith is a pastor at Spring Valley Presbyterian Church in Columbia, South Carolina. The idea of a special Super Bowl Sunday hunger project came to him in 1989 as he wrote this line in his pastoral prayer.
Lord, even as we enjoy the Super Bowl football game, help us be mindful of those who are without even a bowl of soup to eat. And that thought just sort of lingered long after the prayer had been delivered. And at some point during the next year, it just clicked, the recognition that 100 million people watch the Super Bowl football game on TV.
Americans of all descriptions watch the Super Bowl on TV in January. Reverend Smith realized that a collection taken in American churches that morning would unify those people in a ministry to the poor.
You know, one of the neat things about this is that we're so divided as a country, rich and poor and black and white, young and old, conservative and liberal. The Super Bowl football game seems to transcend a lot of those differences. This Super Bowl, the SOUP Super Bowl, is an opportunity for the faith community, the Christian community, to provide creative leadership that not only transcends that the differences in our culture, but even transforms that day into a day of caring and unity, and illustrates the good that is possible when we move beyond ourselves and love God and love neighbor in even the simplest way, giving a buck.
Of all national fundraisers, this may be the simplest of all.
If you can remember A, B, C, D, you can participate. A, make an announcement the morning of the game asking worshipers to give a dollar each as they file out. B, young people grab some bowls from the church kitchen, stand at the exits, and as people file out, they drop their dollars in. C, call us at the 800-358-SOUP number on Super Bowl Sunday. And then D, deliver the money directly to the soup kitchen or food bank of your church's choice. So A, to announce it, B, the bowl to collect it, C, to call us, and D, to deliver it.
One of the churches that's been part of the project since the beginning is Virginia Wingard United Methodist Church, also in Columbia, South Carolina. The Reverend Walter Coleman says they use the money to help local people.
Normally that is given to the food bank. That's primarily where we've done it. We also have our own food distribution here at the church, in which we give out baskets of or give out bags of groceries, anywhere from 65 to 80 bags a month.
Reverend Smith, the originator, says the special Sunday not only brings people together and feeds the hungry, but it also involves the youth in ministry.
But when those young people that collected that money realize they're part of an effort that raises over $1 million, then there's a sense of satisfaction and that the young people see that they can make a difference in their communities and in our country. And as the church, what a privilege for us to teach our young people that they can indeed make a positive difference in their communities.
Any church can get involved by calling 800-358-SOUP. Yes, the number again is 800-358-SOUP. I'm Mike Hickox.